Rinpoche asks that before listening to the teachings, we give rise to the precious attitude of bodhicitta, which means that for the benefit of all sentient beings who are limitless in number, as the sky is vast in its extent, we want to attain the precious state of complete enlightenment. In order to do that, we know that we must listen to, reflect on, and meditate on the teachings of the genuine Dharma with all the enthusiasm we can muster in our hearts. This is the precious attitude of bodhicitta. Please give rise to it and listen.
Tela kanche prasava tambichu jirambani gombolo drop jinze oma tsava kirab la rabzi nyikyo tsabden yopale talam kin takpa tundu jishu.
Today, from among all of the topics that comprise the genuine Dharma, Rinpoche will explain to us the chapter called An Examination of Conditions from the text The Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way by the Protector and Noble Nagarjuna.
Deyang do in den madupi kiben dole gangi kin le chepa te ma chi tel che ber ngi yo mai chin la ra le gang de tong ba yin gang ge tong ni che de ba yo yin che sa wa song de
the connection with the sutras that this chapter has, in other words, the section of the sutras that this chapter on the examination of conditions explains, is found in the sutra called the Sutra Requested by Madhrupa. And the verse reads, that which arises from conditions does not arise. That does not have the nature of arising in it. Whatever arises from conditions is empty, explained to be empty. Whoever knows emptiness is careful. So Rinpoche says it would be good if we wrote this verse down and then recited it together. So the first line is, that which arises from conditions does not arise. It does not have the nature of arising. Within it. That which arises from conditions is explained to be empty. The one who knows emptiness is careful. So let's recite this three times.
That which arises from conditions does not arise. It does not have the nature of arising within it. That which arises from conditions is explained to be empty. The one who knows emptiness is careful. That which arises from condition does not arise. It does not have the nature of arising within it. That which arises from condition is explained to be empty. The one who knows emptiness is careful. That which arises from condition does not arise. It does not have the nature of arising within it. That which arises from condition is explained to be empty. The one who knows emptiness is careful.
Tsikende gangge tonyi khepa payo yin se tonyi khepam tonyi tokpam tongpa nyi lengi khe yo na tonyi lengi khe pa kansa te payo lene pa yin songwara. Di jumsen da kar re. Mala ngo ma khe pa kapso payo da zap zap kate sa na yang zo na yang mune payo pa mare sem trote re. den yin de.
Masa.
Mala ngo xe na, tene paya bare.
Masa.
Kanye se na, nama la denbar kembe, trupa mebe se na, payo re.
Masa.
Mala ngo, ma xe pata, xe pe che pa la samutango.
Masa. The last line of this verse says, the one who knows emptiness is careful, meaning cautious or alert. And the reason why this is the case is easy to understand if we look at the example of the dream. In a dream, if you don't know you're dreaming, no matter how careful you are, no matter how cautious you are, then you're still in for it if you don't know you're dreaming. Because you're confused. You're fundamentally confused about the situation. Whereas if you know that you're dreaming, then you've made the best preparation you could possibly make because you've removed the essential confusion that you used to have. So thinking about this and thinking about the difference between realizing you're dreaming and not knowing you're dreaming is very important.
Dene khirab de parad de semben dole zog ne zong de namba tam de jin be hi je pa je chu tam je che ba me bar song ba re dene khirab de parad de semba le che mi song ba de request ba re
In the Prajnaparamita Sutra, it says that all phenomena, from form up to and including the omniscience of the Buddha, never arise. They never happen. So this chapter proves these, proves this statement with reasoning. In the Heart Sutra, it says, there are no characteristics, there is no arising, there is no cessation, there are no stains, there is no freedom from stains. There is no increase. There is no decrease. So what is explained in this chapter is the specific two words, no arising.
Then majipa wasam na mabas sepa sam di pinga yomare majipa jumtin gogodo. Ta majipa jumtin la lobjonzo.
Just to believe that there is no arising, just to want to believe that there is no arising is not enough. We have to have certainty in the fact that there is no arising. And the way that we gain certainty is to know the reasons why there is no arising. In the offering of homage, which is the first verse in the text, it says there is no arising and no cessation. So again, this first chapter explains that there is no arising.
Dele, that's a kiche. Dale mai, yele mai, yele mai, yumi mai, mubu kanda kangnayang, yeva namya yo mai, yisong.
Awesome. And the verse reads, which is the first verse in the verse of the first chapter, not from self. Not from self, not from other, not from both, nor without cause. No entity ever arises in any place at all.
Tan Deva Wangdo Sena, Chu Kanyang, Setan Nanga Chu Kanyang, Dale Cheva Yopa Mainte, दाल माची परे दाल माची पे जुमसे करे करते ची ना करते दाल चिबा ही ना दाल चिबा ना चिबा तुम्ही दांग से दाल ची ना माची पे कौन ही मुमाने दा ड्रोप गो दो मुमाने दा ड्रोप ना ड्रोपा ही ना देने चिबा तुम मैं बतां मुमाने दा यो ये तो लड़ियां चे गो ना चिबा तुम्ही दुन्जुर भी सेरो ते ये तो ये ने येने चेवा योपा मही ते करते येने चेना चेजन देव तेले मो येंबे येने चेना मेचे ले मबा सो मेचे ले चां मबा चेवा सो थमचे ले चां थमचे चेरवर थावर जोर से रो जिनसे कार्य से ना कहाँ चेजन देव तेले चेजी जिज्जो ते गो आप रंगी यी ही ना यी ये बन सोंग बे जुम्सी जे जो ये बात आ माये बात थम जे ले देव ये बात आ माये बात थम जे चेवर थर बचोंगे दागी निका ले जा चेवा माये ते ते जुम्सी कर रहे सेना निका चों तुन जो बे सर दागी ला दाले चे ना रिपन नोजी ये बात आ yin le jie na rikpa nui zi yopa te yin to nui zi jo nikar njurva sar. Jo mepar yang jeba yopa ma yin te jumi le sunwa yin na jo mukupa sar na dreba te ta to yopa ma yang na mepar tharva chung yopa sar. Jo mukupa sar na yang na ta to jeba tang yang na ta to me jeba chung yopa sar. Take into Jo change your somba, Jordan change your somba, Tom, my banjo. Jikin pay, devil drop it, said the Joy and Bator, Sepa la Tommy, the Tarvichon, your caressana, Jo, my banjo. Jumsi Tina Temba Mopo Kanda Temba Mopo Kandichi in a young Tin your tongue, two tongue. From that gang la tuna yang, jeva nam yang yopa mayi no hi tam jie so.
Then to look at the commentary to this verse. Commentary begins by saying whatever phenomenon it might be doesn't arise from itself. If it did arise from itself, there would be two absurd consequences of that. The first one would be that arising would lose any meaning that it once had. Why is this the case? Well, if something is already there, then it doesn't need to arise again. There's no need for it to come into being again. So arising has no meaning then. Something produces itself. The second absurd consequence is that arising would go on ad infinitum. It would never end. This is this tukme in the Tibetan. And this is because if all something needs to arise is for itself to be there, then it would just keep going on producing itself. It would be there, it would produce itself, it would be there, it would produce itself, it would never end. So this phenomenon would never go out of existence. Because the only thing it needs to be there is itself. And when it's there, it'll just keep producing itself forever. So these are the two absurd consequences that come from arising from self. Similarly, it doesn't arise from something completely different from itself. Because if it did, then anything could produce anything else. An example that's given is that darkness would come from the tongues of a fire. So fire would produce darkness. Why is this the case? Because if you have the cause substantially different from the result, then there's no difference between that which is a cause and that which is not a cause and the result, because they are both equally completely different from the result. There's no connection. So What this is saying is there no longer needs to be any connection between cause and result. If you posit that cause and result are completely different from each other, things which are completely different are not connected. Phenomena do not arise from both themselves and something other than themselves, because this has all of the flaws of the first two reasonings combined, and two wrongs don't make a right. If you say something doesn't arise from itself and it doesn't arise from something other than itself, then if you posit that it comes from both of these things, then that's a doubly wrong proposition. And finally, it doesn't arise without any cause at all, because if that were the case, if something just arose randomly without any cause, then it would either always exist or always not exist, because it wouldn't depend on the presence of causes and conditions or the absence of causes and conditions for something to happen. The other absurd consequence is that if things arose causelessly, then trying to bring together, the effort that goes into bringing together the causes and conditions to bring something about would be completely in vain, because things wouldn't rely on causes and conditions to happen. They would just happen by themselves. So therefore, the supported, which is the entity, whatever entity it might be, does not arise in anywhere in terms of the support, which means in any place, in any time, in any theory. It doesn't matter what you have out of all of these three combinations. Arising never ever happens.
Then ngumi tan takwa la jeba meba se na jeba meba te ngubo tham che jeba meba do go ma sa ngubo yang dor dono jogyo pombo sorvo pombo dekhe je pombo deje je pombo te pombo nga ta jinje joni Zog chinchi, dry chinchi, tree chinchi, roy chinchi, rigzi chinchi, chuchi chinchi, de, si chinchi, dogdang. Mega chinchi, nabi chinchi, nai chinchi, chi chinchi, luji chinchi, yeji chinchi, de, nanga chinchi, dogte chinchi, juni dang. Kam che chobje de yena, mikba yorje kam. Zog ye kam, dry kam, tree kam, roy kam, rigza kam, chuj ye kam de, mikpa yor ye kam, drog dan. Ten wang bu kam, mega kam, nava kam, nai kam, che kam, luj ye kam, ye ye kam, drog dan. Tenpa nam shi ye kam, mega nambar shi ba kam, nava nambar shi ba kam, nai nambar shi ba kam, che nambar shi ba kam, Lujan number he become, Yajan number he become the Tanda Tampa Nam Hija Kam Drog, the Kam Jovje, Ere. Teda Tamje, Teni, Jimmy Drubs, Jimmy Drubbers of Chujin.
That's all.
Yeah.
Kam, Gemchi in Nobo Yimbekya.
Nakanga, the Mankiva.
That's all. So what is being talked about here as not arising are entities, and there are classified two different types of phenomena, entities and non-entities. Well, non-entity is something non-existent, and so that is like a permanent state, like space, for example. So we don't really have to worry about that. Because this is just nothingness in the first place. So what we're talking about not arising are things. So what specific kinds of things? Well, we can say that there are five types of things if we divide it into the five aggregates. These are the The five skandhas, form, feeling, mental discrimination, all the other types of thoughts and emotions that go on in the mind, which are mental formations, and consciousness. Or we could talk about it in terms of 12 types of entities, the 12 sources of consciousness, or ayatanas, which are the six outer sources of consciousness, form, sound, smell, things, odors, things you taste, things you touch, and phenomena, which are the object of the mental consciousness. And then the inner sources of consciousness, which are the eye sense consciousness, the ear sense consciousness of the nose, of the tongue, the tactile sense consciousness, and the mental consciousness. Or we could say there are 18 kinds of entities, the 18 potentials or dhatus. There are the six outer potentials, which are what are focused upon, and these are, again, forms, sounds, odors, things you taste, things you touch, and phenomena. There are the six potentials, which are the support, the faculties, the eye sense faculty, ear sense faculty, nose sense faculty, tongue sense faculty, and the tactile sense faculty, as well as the mental sense faculty. And finally, the six potentials, which are the supported, the eye sense consciousness, ear sense consciousness, nose sense consciousness, tongue sense consciousness of the body, and the mental consciousness. So all of these aggregates, sources of consciousness, potentials, skandhas, ayatanas, dhatus, none of them ever come into existence. None of them ever arise.
Dene yeva dhapan drangpo jeva tazu yevi yete zoktan sem yeve.
Lhasa.
Dene pompo ngaye yeva te zokyo pompo se chek du du te sorvan du kin du se nam hi la yeva mangpo zovare.
Lhasa.
Te nangi yeva yang Dede la nangi yeva yang mangdo yeva sena pungpi yeva di chi na semran yinji madrupa to le labo yeva re. Di sena teni pungpi yeva sena.
Naso.
Jinji ji yeva te yang teni sem de chik du du zog la zog ji yeva te teni chukik yeva re. Zog la yeva chukik zune, sem de ye ki jinji si chik du du ba re. Jinji ji yeva ki na zog zog ki sawa denpa trupa chik me ba. To tu ki re.
Vaso.
Kham ji yeva te mikpa yor ji khan ro, ten wang bu khan ro, tenpa nam ki ji khan ro yeve, zog tan sem nika la, yeva mangbo tan te re re la nang yeva traba te china tene zog tan sem nika rang jinji ma droba to lave che do tene pongkan jinji ji yeva zongpa.
Maso. So there are different ways of classifying, a more concise way, a middle way, and a more extensive classification with these 5, 12, and 18. And the basis for what is divided, or the basis for what is the basis that is classified, are the body and the mind. Form and mind, or matter and mind, you could say. So the first classification into the skandhas, or aggregates, leaves form in one group and divides mind into four. The other four, feeling, discrimination, formations, and consciousness. And then each of these four have many different types. And so what this does is helps us to understand that mind is not one thing. Mind does not truly exist as an entity because it's just a bunch of different things. there is no one entity you could call mind. Then the second classification into sources of consciousness leaves mind as one, and form it breaks into 11. The six outer sources and the five inner, which are the sense faculties, and then mind is the last one out of those six. And so 11, form is shown not to be a single thing, matter, but rather just a bunch of different things, and each one of those has many different types. And so matter is shown not to be truly existent. And finally, the classification into the 18 potentials shows us that mind is divided into six, and form is divided into, or seven, and form is divided into 11. And so this shows us that neither form nor mind are one thing, neither of them are truly existent.
Maso?
This is now, da chorna yang, da lekim yul zona yang.
Maso?
Da mune kanza ka da keva thoma ni derungi. Then the saman dongi je da de demba trona. Ta kawan do kande do ta kore, ta sa te pumbo kanta chinji la, kira di keva sende, thoma meba ni. Deron deni saman dongi da dendro te kare rendo, kira che ta kye dango. Da meba ten la bam na yang, pumbo kanta chinji la, deni da madro pe jimti ki kore. They gain the damper draw matter of Jenna Young, then they pump up Kanta Chinji Le Jebasan.
Denbar Mud.
Treated them.
Nasa. Nasa.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not Jesus.
So if we are going to ask the question as the topic the topic for our research, does the self exist? Let's try to find the self. Let's make that the focus of our research. And the place where we look is at these five skandhas, or 12 ayatanas, or 18 dhatus. So that's where we're trying to find this self. And if we look in this place and can't find the self, then we can come to the conclusion that the self ain't nowhere to be found. The self doesn't exist, because this is the only place the self could be, is in this place. And then we can explore the reasons why that would be true, that we couldn't find the self there. And then we could also determine that these things themselves don't really exist. And if we could determine that, then that would be determining the emptiness of phenomena. So one way of going about this is to prove first, to negate, to refute that there could be any such thing as arising, and then to prove that there is no arising. So it's a two-step process.
Jimmy
rangin ji trupe cheva ka na yang jimi yin se rang lok lakhe lingi maare.
Masa.
Tende cheva ya paare.
Masa. And in fact, the difference between the two middle way schools of the autonomy school and the consequence school, or Svatantrika and Prasangika, is that the autonomy school autonomously asserts no arising. They don't just stop at proving, at refuting arising. They don't stop at refuting arising. They assert that reality is the absence of arising. Whereas the consequence school, the Prasangika, the consequence school shows the absurd consequence of arising. So they just refute arising, but they don't go on to assert themselves that there is no arising.
Tajur ko na phongkhan chin chi ji chu nam chu chin rangyin ji chewa mi te dale ma che ba kan ye yin le chang ma chi dagyin ni ka le ma chi jume le chang ma chi bese chin se nga ra ba
ma sa
ya
ten sing nga
e ye
If we were to prove that there is no arising, and what we would say is that given all outer and inner entities, they do not arise because they do not arise from themselves, they do not arise from something other than themselves, they do not arise from both themselves and something other than themselves, and they do not arise for no reason at all. So there are four reasons why this there is no arising.
Tenche tambo. Ta tambo trote da le chena cheva tome batang cheva tome bakange cheva tokpa me pechonye pese.
So we would, if we were going to prove these reasons one by one, the way you would do that is you would say that the first reason is a quality of the subject, meaning that the subject, an entity, has the quality of not arising from itself because it does not, if it did arise from itself, then arising would have no meaning. Number one, and number two, arising would go on forever.
The cheva tome pe jumse kai nyana da le che na teni chezi je da yo go kando chezi je da yo na yanja cheva la tenda me bare de ma se yanja yo na yanja che go na teni cheva thukpa me ba
Why would the first fault accrue, if you ask? Well, if something comes from itself, that means it is its own producer. And if something is its own producer, then it has to exist first and then bring itself into being. But if it already exists, then what is the point of saying that it arises? It makes no sense. And furthermore, if it exists and then must arise again, then arising will never end. Because it exists, it then must arise again, it exists then, and it must arise again, so arising would just go on and on forever.
Meto la sopa kande chi chi na yang chi wa la tuenda yore.
Masa.
Chi wa la thukpa chi sarva tuzo yore.
Masa.
Dese na chi wa tong mai pa ta thukpa mai par khe lang na tene jikten je tumong ka thong chor ta yang garvare.
Masa. Whatever, whatever phenomena you might look at in the world, such as flowers and so forth, then First of all, they definitely do arise. You know, it's arising has some meaning in regard to a flower. And second of all, there's a point where the flower's arising stops. So it doesn't just go on forever. It stops, it finishes. And so this theory is in complete contradiction with our own worldly experience. If you say the second reason is not a quality of the subject, meaning that you don't assert that the second reason makes sense, then the answer to that is that it does make sense that phenomena do not arise from something other than themselves. And the reason is that since something that is a cause of a particular result and something which is not a cause of that particular result are both equally different from the result, if this were the case, that phenomena arose from something different than themselves, then anything could arise from anything else.
Young Kony Tunyam Yino, Tunyam Yimbesena, Chesa Chesi Matebare. You say Tendra will attain Tendra Vichena, then a young Dagger Cheva Mabar. Mune Cheva Mabar.
Another reason why things do not arise from something other than themselves is that if you posit a cause and result to be two different things, one is the producer, the other is the produced, then how could they happen in terms of time? Well, the first possibility is that the cause comes first and the result comes later. But at the time, so then if that were the case, then at the time the cause existed, the result would not. At the time the result existed, the cause would not. But then there's no connection between these two. They never meet. When you have the cause, you don't have the result. When you have the result, you don't have the cause. So there's no meeting point between these two. So how can one produce the other? What connects them? If one is gone, completely gone by the time the other one shows up. Well, then you might say, well, maybe they meet somewhere. They're simultaneous. But two things that are simultaneously existent cannot be in a cause and result relationship with each other, because one doesn't have the opportunity to produce the other. They both are around. So if two things come into being at the same time, one did not have the opportunity to exist before the other one and bring the other one into existence. So both of these possibilities, if we look at it in terms of a timeline, are impossible, and therefore, once again, phenomena do not arise from something other than themselves.
Ta sumba madrum na Ta sumba madrum se na Dini nika le cheba meba thal rwa Nika ne cheba meba Nika le cheba meba thal Dakye le yo jepe Rikpe nezi Dang yenche le jepe rikpe nezi Nika yepe se Tenda wala
You say the third reason is not a quality of the subject, and the answer is that it is, because if you say that phenomena arise from both themselves and something other than themselves together, then both the reasoning which destroys the notion that something arises from itself and the reasoning that destroys the notion that something arises from something other than itself are present. Russell?
Ta yeba madam na tetar. Ta dev ta do yeba me par joba kaange. Jikte pe dev che do joyen do go da joyen be tor se bala. Goba me par thar bu chung yeb.
You say the fourth reason is not a quality of the subject. The answer is that it does follow that it is such a quality, because if phenomena arose without any cause whatsoever, then they would either always exist or never exist. And all of the work that worldly beings did in order to bring phenomena into existence, to bring together the causes of any particular phenomena into existence, would be completely useless.
Pepete malam do gadi chak padangai.
Lasa.
Yeah. Malam do tene gadi yak pujo chana te gadi chak padangate dale cheba mare yele cheba mare nikale cheba mare jumile cheba mare tene jochin te sopanang samre.
Lasa. The concordant example is the example of your car breaking down in a dream. If your car breaks down in a dream, then this doesn't happen from itself. This doesn't happen because of something completely different than the car. It doesn't happen from both the car and something different from the car, and it doesn't happen for no reason at all. It is the mere appearance that comes about due to the coming together of causes and conditions.
Yang namdola yang range nyamnyong da jana semje nyamnyong da jana maomba ta sambe donga yi maomba sambe donga te tene dale da cheva yang mare ye maomba le cheva yang mare da yi ni ga le cheva yang mare Jumi le cewa yang mare. Ina yang cuci tender no nang sah tu kangga la mau berkangar tempe dengan ayo. Mana be?
Mana ada mas. Similarly, we apply this to something in our own experience. The suffering that we endure from thinking about the future doesn't come from itself. Doesn't come from something other than itself, which is the future. Doesn't come from the future. It doesn't come from both, and it doesn't come without any cause, so it never really happens. And although it never really happens due to the coming together of causes and conditions, there is a mere appearance of suffering which we experience when we think about the future in certain ways.
Saba ninang la ra legendo. Ninang ke nam do teyang. Ninang teyang da le cheva mare, yene cheva mare, nika le cheva mare, jimi le cheva, machi pesena yang ta par cheva me pare. Kunzop do nang sam.
The experience of having our car break down in a dream mainly comes about due to dualistic appearances being there in the first place. Well, these dualistic appearances, this duality which we think exists, doesn't come from itself, doesn't come from something other than itself, doesn't come from both itself and something other than itself, and doesn't arise without any cause at all. So then what is it? Well, it's just a completely false appearance that arises due to the coming together of causes and conditions.
Deyin do gadi chape dunga te yang ninang ke jis danzin la ra le do na na da da sam te ne nga gadi cha sam do Tisena dancing genam to teyang, young dale cheva mare, yinle cheva mare, nikale cheva mare, jimmy le chamachi besena, young tapar cheva map. Consult the nun.
Well, we have this dualistic appearance, but then you could say the suffering that comes from having your car break down in your dream comes from the thought of clinging, of ego clinging. The thought that clings to the existence of I. First we think I, and then we think my car, then we think my car broke down. Well, where does this thought of me come from? It doesn't come from itself. Doesn't come from something completely other than itself. Doesn't come from both. And it doesn't come without any cause at all. So it never really happens. So what is it? Well, it's just a completely false appearance that arises due to the coming together of causes and conditions.
Dene madrupi kipen do ngama chike tele yang kangye ngopo kangye chinle chepate yang tapar ma chepare tele chepare yang yo mare sumbare.
So this is explained, how this happens is explained in this quote from the sutra requested by Madrupa, where it says that that which arises from conditions does not really arise. It does not have the nature of arising within it. It is explained to be empty.
Yang tapar cewa mete cina ra lepse penamalam ji.
If we made up a reasoning that followed the line of this sutra, we would say, given the appearances of this life, they do not really happen, they never really arise, because they rely on conditions, just like the appearances in a dream.
Yang chen de jeva na chokwan de le chu jin, jeva rang yin ngane me de, jin la ra le pa tam je ma ji par sung pa sa.
Or we could say, given all of the arising that we see in this life, it doesn't really have the nature of actual arising because it depends on conditions. Well, we might say, well, everybody, there is two arising, we could say. There is two, because everybody sees it happen, and everybody knows that it happens. But then we could just say, well, this consciousness that cognizes arising also doesn't arise from any of the four possibilities. So it itself never happens.
Yang jeva hipa buddha no.
Nasa.
Dak jeva hikido tin jeva yore samna. Jeva hipa buddha de pombo kandan jenji se. De re re la takin traba se de jeva hipa buddha de karara hirabji jena yang da mani bare.
Nasa.
Jeva hipa buddha jang mado bare.
Nasa. Well, we could say there is two arising. I know it. I see it. Well, find this I. Look for this I in the five aggregates, the 12 sources of consciousness, the 18 potentials. Look closely, divide, look in all the many divisions of these different main divisions. Since you can never find any I, there is no self, so there is no one to know that arising happens.
Nina Pompo Kanta Jinji said that Tendin Jeva Hingi did that and there is somebody in Hiji Gogodua. Then Rabung Hiji Yaga da Nigayum.
Nasa.
Minibari.
Nasa.
This and a number Lola. Da Meba.
Nasa.
Young type of Da Meba.
Nasa.
Tanya the Nangs and the Yoba.
Nasa.
Then Rabu Hiba.
Nasa.
Yeah.
So if we were to assert that there was a self, if we can believe that there is a self, then first we have to find the self. And that's what we sort of say at the beginning. Say it's okay to say there's a self, but first you have to find it to be able to say that. You have to find it in the divisions of these aggregates and sources of consciousness and potential. And since you can't, then you have to say that there is no self. And this is a tradition, this is why selflessness is explained to be the nature of reality by Buddhism.
Tene deva tan donga ye nyamnyung yebe se na de do nyuwa bu da yere sam na de do nyuwa bu da la che na yang de do ge nyamnyung yu malam yen de yo na yang da te su ge nyung do che na yang de do nyuwa bu da jang ma do bre de do che ba ma pa ma ze de do nyuwa bu da jang ma do bre ma do pa mnyi ba re re sa re so na
Well, you could say that there is too a self because there is someone who is happy and someone who is sad. Well, if you look for these feelings of happiness and sadness, what you have to end up concluding is that they never arise. They never happen. And similarly, there is no self anyway to feel these things if we look for the self in these places which are the only places we can look. And so, there goes that argument.
Then Rawa Damani Bayena, Jeva Namani, Tendela Yuan, Tendene Jeva Sema Pondrova, Led and David Tendu Jerva de Carresano, De Omelola Tender Nansan, Kunzo the Tender Nansan, Chananga Davata with Tender Nansan, Nelo Momala Madrupoli.
Well, then someone could say, there is a self because there's someone who goes from a past life to this life to the next one. If you say that there are past and future lives, there has to be someone who travels on this road from one life to the next. There has to be someone to, if you say that there is cause and effect, there has to be someone who accumulates the karma and then experiences the result later. So there is a self if you're going to say that there are these things. Well, according to the middle way explanation, all of these things are just merely dependently arisen appearances and nothing more. They are just mere appearances.
Dena chujin du de lamna, trava ninang, dene dradon denzin jen namdo, nadan da sambe danzin, dene yuri yido yonwa la chakpa dame, yido morong bala dama la sobe. Chadan so new momba latin sakpa le latin be tene donga so yang takpara machi bare mama ke bage
maso
chutin de de la bare machi pa chot ten ta ke le machi pa de jago
maso
danda ke so de chutin so de bai
maso tambo ninang
tene ninang tene namdo
If we chujin did so makiwa.
No chujin does so young tapar machi. Then say Taiyele Maji Bitsena, Taiyele Maji Bitsena, Yang Tabar Majiba, Chuchin Teda.
Maso.
Java Mapa. Tanda Jimmy Dupakarova.
Not it. What are the subjects of our inquiry into establishing that these particular subjects do not really arise? Well, the first one, the most subtle, is the dualistic appearance itself. That's the first thing that pops up, and it's the most subtle out of it all. Then comes the, after we have these dualistic appearances, what we have is the thought that mixes or confuses together the name and the object. Then after that we have ego clinging, thought of I. Then as a result of that, experiences of happiness and suffering. And finally, at the grossest level, all of the mental afflictions that are attached to feelings of happiness and averse to feelings of suffering. So it is these five different categories of things which we prove never really happen, never really arise. Well, then you might ask, well, what about doubts? What about mistakes? Mistaken ways of thinking. These never happen either. Doubts never happen. Doubts never really come into being. Mistaken views, wrong views never come into being. Then you might say, well, if you say there's no mistakes and there's no doubts, then you're saying that there no one ever makes a mistake and no one ever has any doubts. Right? Right. That's right. There's no one, because there's no self. So there's no one to be mistaken and there's no one ever in doubt. So then you might say, well, that means that you're saying that there's no bad people in the world. And really, that's true. That's true, because really, people never come into being. They never arise. They are never born. All phenomena are of the nature of a quality. The reason why they can be said to be of the nature of the quality is that they equally never happen, they equally never arise.
Malam tangando, zangbola, gagando, ngemba lantrogando, kandeche tenrabo sonaya zangbo da ngemba la, ngemba da ranga namdo ntro na tapare mato, nelo da zangbo da ngemba soso matapare, nyambanye. Tandang nyambanye. Tandang trupa da traba nyambanye. Kunzop to nandong yemi da nyambanye.
Just like in a dream. In a dream, we can have thoughts of all different kinds of people, and some are noble and wonderful, and others are despicable. And the noble and wonderful ones we love to be around, and the despicable ones we find very irritating. But it's all just dream appearances. Actually, these are just confused notions we have, that there are some people who are noble and others who are despicable. And they actually, noble people and despicable people are all of the nature of equality. They are ultimately of the nature of equality because they are all actually free of any of our conceptual notions about what they might be. Their nature transcends conceptuality. And in terms of the superficial appearance of them, they are all of the nature of equality because they are all merely appearance, emptiness, inseparable.
Tene malare pe kemi yedra sungjuk ji sungo sungor le sungbar na wen tini jeba mi jeba song na ngun zhen yin su na wa tam je ji tini kar le yang ta par jeba me par jeba ngun ne song na jeba nyam nyong song song na kar le de nam do le song rang ge nam do ge zhe par de malam de che par malam je na wa zo le ngun ne jeba yo ma le jeba ngun sun tong Cheba Riki, Cheba Nguyen Tungwa De Rangka Nam Do Re.
Lhasa. Milarepa sang, Lord of Yogis, Milarepa sang in a song called No Birth, No Base, and Union. The true nature of appearances is that they've never been born. If birth seems to happen, it's just clinging, nothing more. So actually things never arise, they are never born. Well then, I saw something born, I just saw it. It's my experience, I've experienced birth. No, you haven't. If you think you've experienced birth, then it's just clinging, it's just a thought. It's just conceptual, it's not something actual.
Then Malam Jin Tiny Jeva Mabare, Jeva Munen Tona Rangam Dodra.
It's just like a dream. If you see arising or birth in a dream, then that has to just be a confused appearance. If you think that it's real, then that's just a concept, it's just your own thoughts that it's something real. It doesn't reflect genuine reality.
Te oma tsaba kherab le rabze takpo tangpo jin takpe tenda du tendo du kibay.
So this has been a brief explanation of the meaning, the essential meaning of the first chapter of the fundamental wisdom of the middle way, the examination of conditions.
Tene du te kyune yagare, kanga khe na rikpa mangbo yore, yang
Better that Rinpoche explains now the essence of this meaning of this chapter, rather than go into the chapter and explain it all word by word, because there are many, many reasonings and it gets kind of complicated. And it won't be of much benefit. It's better to get the main meaning first, and then later, if you want to slowly go through all of the reasonings in the chapter, you can do that, and it'll be much easier. In short, you could say that because causes and conditions do not really exist, then there is no arising. So now we'll recite the root text together seven times. And it would be good to memorize it in Tibetan.
Oma tsawa kirava tsawa tsu zona. Tene oma rangyo dang tanjur je chuke samu. Oma tamje je tsawa re.
If you can memorize these verses from the fundamental wisdom of the middle way, you will be learning the profound Dharma language of the middle way autonomy and consequence schools. You will learn the language of the root of all of the Madhyamika. It's also the great accumulation of merit. In the text, the distinguishing the middle from the extremes by Maitreya, it says that the Uttar Namche, it says that of the 10 types of Dharma activity, among these 10 are writing the Dharma, reading it, memorizing it, and reciting what you've learned. So all of these are included. All of these are great accumulations of merit. So if you have questions, then Rinpoche says we have 20 minutes for questions.
Yeah.
Gangshik Tongyi Shete Bayo Yin Gikola Tetsuna
Do Maribundo Dero Ganza Gangye Sancho Sambata Samakanghe Tongba Nyeje Tongde Hina De Tong Hepa Po De Paya Pare Karasana Nama La Denbar Kingamare Rangan Tongto La Denbar Kingamare Disana Paya Pare This one?
This one.
Yeah.
So the Tibetan word translated that I translated as careful is bayopa. So it means to be cautious or careful. And it goes along with like mindfulness. You know? And so what Rinpoche says is that the bodhisattva, either male or female, that realizes emptiness is careful or cautious, acts with care, because they don't take anything to be real. They don't have the deluded belief that their way of perceiving the world is real. And so therefore they are naturally careful.
Dayan tongba nyere, nyeyan tongba nyere. Danyi nyika tongba nyeyan bari hina, dene den bari kembe, kontro tang, den bari kembe kencha chikamudu.
Lasa.
Disena, dene bhaya ba.
Lasa.
Sem mantra ba, bhaya ba.
Lasa. If you know that appearances of friends aren't real, and that appearances of enemies aren't real, then you won't have the type of attachment and aversion, respectively, to friends and enemies that arise normal beings have because they take these things to be real. So you're naturally careful. Will you act with care with regard to these appearances because you know they're not real?
Same trok, kale kapu, yunga mare, lulu yunga re, paye pa yunga. Degen do lonjo tongba nye do hina, lonjo pendebla, tene chadang jigamare, chadang chimbo jigamare, yang lulu yunga re. Degen do drada nye jin jorba sona yang, jorba tongba nye do hina, tene denbara kinga mare, lulu yunga re. Tongba nye do ma hina, dendro vresana sem. Same trugare, tabitsubi, zogare, pamicha. Melangoki, whatever. Marbe. Yeah.
If you know your body is empty of reality, then you're naturally careful with regard to it, meaning that you're not disturbed if you get sick or you don't. You're not disturbed, your mind is not disturbed by mere appearance of health or changing into sickness. If you are aware that wealth is empty of inherent reality, then you're not so consumed by trying to make it increase, and you're not so consumed by trying to protect it from decreasing, and when it goes up or it goes down, you don't get overly excited about it one way or the other. If you are aware that all of the changes that happen when enemies change into friends and friends changing to enemies are not real, then you stay naturally relaxed when these things appear. If you think that these changes are real, then you engage in all kinds of frantic maneuvering to try to keep things as you might like them to be, or cause them to be as you might like them to be. So, in short, it's just like the difference between knowing you're dreaming and not knowing you're dreaming.
Then Dona Ta Malang won my hip a cup so Narang Pe Zabzab Zogin Sam Paya Passage the Zabzab Zog. Then a Zogol of Mayo and Mamma Bunani, then a mat the Zabzab Zog Songore. Then I hear Zabzab Zog. Zabzab Zog the Tanga Zabzab Zogin, certain songing in some Zabzab Cottage Zone, young Malang won my hina Zabzab Mare and Trodever, same Trodever. Malang won hina, then Paya bare. Nama kanga, nandong yemere, demba mare. Tene payu. Payu ngoma yungre. Payang, kuyang, lungyang, payu. This is not only talk. Yeah.
So the example, again, if we take the example of a dream, if you don't know you're dreaming, then if you're careful in this dream, no matter how many precautions you take, it's not real cautiousness. So the example that's given in the text for bhaya or carefulness is like if your body is wounded and you're walking in a crowd, then you have to be very careful of not bumping into anybody else. And this is how they say you should protect your discipline, your ethical conduct in this way, to be really on guard. But if you don't know that you're dreaming and you're doing this in this dream, then, oh, I really have to protect my discipline, I have to be really careful. If you don't know you're dreaming, it's not real carefulness. It's just a lot of confused mental activity. On the other hand, if you know you're dreaming, that's the actual carefulness. Because you don't take anything to be truly existent. It's carefulness that is open, spacious, and relaxed.
This is not Tongba Niji Tonto, not Tontambet Sotem Niger. Tondam Sotem. Tongba Niji Tomato, but Sotem, the Zokuns of the Sotem.
This is why we have to realize emptiness. This is why it's important to realize emptiness. The realization of emptiness is called the actual genuine tsultrim, or discipline. All other kinds of discipline are just superficial, not real.
Tena sagong de tengla baye bazo sana tongba ni tengla be toni gom. Toni to.
So if people on this earth think I want to be careful about what I do, then the best way to do that is to realize emptiness. Think about emptiness, come to understand emptiness, gain certainty that the true nature of reality is emptiness. So it's like that.
Yeah.
Kewa mepa sungi kapsu dine di dundamdu kewa yomare dine gyugyen tendra le kewa yuna kunzop damba rebe
kunzop je kewa
lare
te kunzop je kewa
lare
kunzop je kewa nang tam je kewa sekino amelo
that's right. You could say that when things arise due to the coming together of causes and conditions, it's just relative or superficial arising. And this arising is just the mere appearance of arising. That's what we have to understand. It's just the appearance of something which doesn't really exist.
Te chinga te nang tam je chinga zobare mato ngo la da be chinga yo mare de thin yo mare chinga yo mare nang tam je chinga zo wa ta o me lo la chunang da be chinga da wo ke ling re
so the example that's given for this is the example of the moon that appears on a pool of water, water moon. So this water moon comes into being because of causes and conditions. First, there has to be the moon in the sky. There has to be no clouds. There has to be a lake. And it will also disappear when these conditions disappear. But really, there's nothing there. And there's nothing there in the water. There are no atoms there at all. You can't find anything. And so this arising of this water moon and its disappearance are just a mere appearance of arising and disappearing because there's nothing there in the first place.
This is na nang san do chunang dava tab chenga yoba tang yang tapar chenga mebe se na dine ta ke le de pare nang san do dava chunang dava tab chenga yoba se na ke pa mare yang tapa ma do pa se na ta pa mare ta ke chen ta le de pare
since there is the mere appearance of arising, but arising doesn't really happen, then genuine reality is free of both the extremes of realism and nihilism. It's free from the extreme of nihilism, of just denying everything because there is this mere appearance of arising. On the other hand, it's free from the extreme of realism because this appearance is not real. It's just a mere appearance. So therefore, genuine reality transcends these conceptual extremes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chunangi dawa gi pe la chula dawa dotrin tang denbe dawa yomare zunyen yore
dere
sekedo zunyen di ure dene ö di zunyen di yang tongbare dene ö tang tongba ni chikbare be
o tang tongba ni te kolo somba dehi ningbu dode namji hetor se no dene ne lok sa tong yemire Don't abasadon yemere.
Maso.
This is a condedi yet and sabanda wote woundavo.
Maso.
Sadon yemi double shivere.
Maso.
Colosomain.
Maso. From the perspective of the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, the true nature of reality is clarity emptiness or luminosity emptiness. And so, therefore, when it is asked, what is the basis for this world, or the basis of this cycle of existence? What is its foundation? And its foundation is explained to be light. Since the true nature of mind, according to the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, is luminosity, emptiness, or clarity, emptiness, then even though all phenomena are empty of existing in terms of atoms, there are no atoms anywhere, then the appearance of phenomena manifests due to the natural radiance of the mind.
Jimmy Yeda Sungjuk Sungorle, same Janello was at the Sartor Candere, Sena, soak you to so me, but a Sarsung. Soak a year at and 2 years a mebe, ranking the Sarvare someone, same Janello. Then I was soak you 2 years a mebe, same Janello was at Janelle, then in contagion now and not so heavily.
Lasso.
Colo Sombatan, Saja Chimbulo.
Lasso. So the way that Milarepa explained how this mind's clarity manifests itself also comes from this song, No Birth, No Base in Union. And what he sang was, without any direction, clarity shines timelessly. So the clarity of the true nature of mind cannot be pinpointed in terms of saying it's over here or it's over there. It's happening now or it will happen in the future or some point in the past. Can't be located in terms of time or space. Transcends those dimensions. And in that way, all of the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, when investigated, transcend the dimensions of time and space. And yet, they are just the manifestations of the mind's intrinsic radiance. And this is the way that things are explained according to the third turning of the wheel of Dharma and according to Mahamudra. From the perspective of the treatise, The Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, then all of these things, whether it be clarity or the absence of clarity, or clarity emptiness, clarity appearance, all of these things never really happen. They are of the nature of the complete freedom of conceptual elaboration. So this has been a brief explanation of the first chapter, the first examination, and Rinpoche will continue to explain one chapter in each of the sessions that we meet together, and by doing so, the meaning will become more and more clear. So now we'll meditate a little bit. We will first read the verse from the sutra requested by Madrupa, and then So we'll read the first verse from the sutra requested by Madrupa, and then we'll meditate a little bit on that. And then we'll do the same with the verse from the text. That which arises from conditions does not arise. It does not have the nature of arising within it. That which arises from condition is explained to be empty. The one who knows emptiness is careful. That which arises from That which arises from conditions does not arise. It does not have the nature of arising within it. That which arises from conditions is explained to be empty. The one who knows emptiness is careful.
Dole maye jile me, jile maye jo me, mo boganda kanaya, dewa namya jo maye.
Not from itself, nor from something other. Not from both, nor without cause. Does any entity ever arise in any place whatsoever?
Do
dale mai jile me nile mai jime me ngobo kanda kana ya keva namya yo mai.
Not from itself nor from something other, not from both nor without cause does any entity ever arise in any place whatsoever. Sonam yeshe lejum damba kunye to pashu kusun yebe jenata chunye mingere denbe jenata geden meje denbe jenaki chitang o amun lam drupa. Yesu Jowo Tuje Chen Bodhan Yente Sen Ba Tuje Tom Nam La Sanje Chan Chen Tan Je Kor Ji Ko De Yin O Zar Ba Do Me Ba Ye De Wa Chen Je Jo We Shen Kang De Dak Shen De Me Se Bu Jo Ma Ta Ke Wa Shen Je Par Ma Che Ba Ru Tero kene nante shiaton shu deke dagi munam tabadi Chokchu sanje chansen tanche gi Gegme drupa chinji latu so Te atab tate alam boda na iso Mokuye tashi shu kema chuchu sungi tashi shu
Tadajime Tugye Tashisho, Yahweh Kusum Tugye Tashisho.